It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, King Ding-a-ling in there.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yes, Dirty's Daily, all right. It's one of them old, it ain't a football Friday today. It's one of them March Madness Fridays. Got a little basketball rolling around here. And John McClain talking that smack on Texans All Access. Before we get there, I got to put y'all on this one. Ryan, you know, every now and then you hear a song. Every now and then you hear a tune. I had a buddy of mine from Mount Union, Tennessee, up there working for Tyson. Old punter up in Arkansas when I was there. Good, he ain't good for much, but he's good for some good tunes now. He said, I got a song for you, buddy. And he sent it to me. I said, well, I ain't never heard it. What is it? That's it right there. Put that right there on a little pool, little chill.
This
little,
his song?
No, it ain't his. This, and I'm sure he plays it on the guitar and thinks he can sing it. But that's it right there.
I ain't never heard this a day in my life, but I really like this.
Hey,
sounds
chill
good.
Right there. Hey, get on that back patio and do a little smoking some meats or something. Back there watching the Strohs or something in that pool.
Hanging in the hot tub.
That ain't
yeah.
it right there.
Hell
that's
yeah.
right. Gavin Adcock is the man, young fella's name. Song is called Need To. When you get a second, obviously got a good jam, good vibes. Listen to them words when you get a chance. We all been there. Sometimes you need to, baby. What a tune. By the way, Dirty's Daily is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
We keep it 100.
That's them, what she said. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Before we get to my parlay here, my little Sweet 16 parlay here, put that out there. I was trusting my gut away from hitting the second one in a row, second 14 parlay in a row in these tournaments. I don't want to get too over my skis here, but I feel like when you're hot, you got to run with it, right, T? When you're hot, you got to run with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Never walk away from a heater.
So I'm going to throw another one out there.
Never, huh?
I'm going to throw another 100 at it and see, if I can't get
Why
one.
Why not, huh?
But, boys, here's the deal. There's been a lot of movement with the Houston Texans on the offensive line. Lot of movement. Cam Robinson, Trent Brown. What's my man inside? Ed Ingram.
Big Ed.
What's the other fellow? Lakin Tomlinson. You know, there's been some movement on the offensive line for the Texans. Obviously, Laremy Tunsil out of here, and I heard them boys on Texans All Access. Now, both of them, I will tell you that John Harris and Mark Vandermeer both dodged the question when Mad Dog, the General McClain, threw it back at him. What offensive lineman right now on this football team? What offensive lineman is most likely? Which one is a lock to be a starter? And at what position? Got to have both of them now. You can't just, like Titus Howard, he's going to play somewhere. Or at least I think he is.
That is an interesting list. I think there's
the
one.
Movement. Who you got?
That's an absolute lock.
Absolute
things,
lock to start and where?
Is Cam Robinson.
You think Cam Robinson at left tackle?
Obviously. I think he is a lock at left tackle.
I agree. And I think that is, you know, at 12 to 14 million, what is it, 12 million and contractually, and then a couple million extra in incentives, possible up to 14 million, I think. That was John McClain's answer, was Cam Robinson. And I'd never thought about it in this instance, right? Is like, we had a protection problem as severe as anybody not named the Chicago Bears last year. And right now, all the moves that have been made, right now, there's one guy that you would bet on, knowing if he's going to start and specifically what position does he start at. Cam Robinson at left tackle. Now, if we're just talking about starting, I've got a second one for you, and that's all I got. Right? Let's take away the what position he starts in.
Titus is going to start
somewhere, guard or tackle. He's going to start somewhere. You've got two true blue plug, and I'm talking about rookies, by the way. I usually save this term for rookies, plug and play starter. Right now, of the five, we don't know if Jarrett Patterson or Juice Scruggs is going to play center. We don't know if Lakin Tomlinson, Juice Scruggs, Titus Howard, Ed Ingram. We don't know if which one of those guys are going to be the guards. Right? You look at all the guys that were signed. Titus Howard, and last year's draft pick at right tackle, Blake Fisher. Who's going to be the right tackle? Trent Brown works in there somewhere. And it already said center, right, with Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs. Yeah. So you've got to improve big time from last year. And right now, you've got one guy that we know for sure is going to play left tackle. He better play left tackle, given his contract. And you've got one other guy that you know is going to play either guard or tackle otherwise. That is a scary position to be in. That's where this organization is right now, and it's why I've landed on all the moves that were made. It's you've created some real depth. You've generated some serious depth. You've created a ton of competition. I think you've swung physicality into your favor. I think you've changed the chemistry in the O-line room, and I ultimately think that you're a better offensive line, more cohesive, more accountable, better offensive line across the board. But boy, you sure would think with C.J. Stroud out there, a couple more years of the C.J. Stroud contract, rookie contract, you sure would think that we would have, hey, man, Joe Tooney's playing guard. Hey, man, Fries is playing guard. Hey, man, Reisner's going to play center. Or, you know, whoever the center is, you're going to plug and play that guy. Right now, we just don't have that. Another thing I took from John McClain. We haven't talked about John McClain on here in a while, man. The old general. I miss the old general. John McClain,
booger butt.
I mean borderline disrespectfully. Said Titus Howard is a guard.
Straight up.
And he could
be matter of fact.
He even matter of factly said all these people out here talking about Titus Howard at tackle, at left tackle, right tackle.
Well, sorry,
Titus Howard's a guard. He's gonna be a guard.
I just,
of course, I'm not. Look, I mean, John's free to have his own opinion and does a ton of due diligence to get to it. I just can't get there, boys. I mean, you can look at the moves that they're making and how many tackles they're bringing in, and you can surmise. You can get to a point and go, hey, man.
I didn't hear him. I did. What? Why?
It was within this conversation. It was conversation of Cam Robinson and, you know, Titus Howard. And it was just, he said he played really, he thought he played, watched the film, said he thought he played really, really good at guard. He said they believe that he is better at guard and that he was going to be a guard on this football team. Now, I don't know if John's just arriving there based on, again, the tackles. You know, you ship one tackle out, you bring two in, so just the sheer numbers. I don't know if he's thinking you drafted Blake Fisher in the second round. You played him last year. You started him in a playoff game, so he's obviously going to start this year. I don't think that's the case, by the way. But I guess I can connect the dots to how he got there. I just don't agree with it. Like, I think Titus Howard survives at guard, and I think he's been one of the better guards.
He's been better than – he has at times been better than any of the other options.
Correct, here. Correct. But I still think Titus Howard, when you look at build and you look at where his best tape has come, where he is clearly more comfortable, where he is paid, like the amount of money that he's paid, like I don't think – I'd be shocked. Like we go back to, like I can't help in this conversation, but go back to Ron, the Kenyon Green. Like, who sat across the table from Kenyon Green and thought that was number 15? Like, you mean to tell me the same guys that sat across the table and decided to make Titus Howard one of the highest paid tackles in the game have now decided that Titus Howard is a better guard? That is a tough jump to make for me personally. Even though they have signed a boatload of tackles. I look at it, Ron, as I said earlier, I think I look at the boatload of tackles as a more of a response to, we are not going to be put into position to play a second round draft pick Blake Fisher that may or may not be ready because we have to send Titus Howard to guard. We are not going to be in the position to where we have to move Nick Broeker to right tackle because we're so thin at right tackle, we need help out there. We potentially have to play a guard out there. Like, to me, this is one of those moves that D'Amico and Nick sit down and go, damn it, fellas. I mean, we can play this Bill O'Brien versatility crap if you want to, but I need to make sure that the offensive line, that we're too deep of guys that are at least going to play the position that they're built to play. That's what I think this tackle move, the surplus of tackles is, as well as I think like a Trent Brown comes available and you go, and I don't know Trent Brown, I don't know this to be true, I'm just guessing, a Trent Brown caliber player, the presence in an O-line room, if that's the mentality that D'Amico and Nick are looking to instill in this offensive line, that guy in that room immediately makes a change. So I think there's a lot of conversations around the O-line. I cannot find one that gets me to a point where I say Titus Howard's a guard.
Well, the only thing is by all of their actions and the moves they've made, it appears that that's what they believe.
And is Titus Howard's a guard?
No, that's what it would, to me, would appear by the moves they've made of loading up more with tackles, and not just tackles, but guys that you feel like can start in the league and start multiple games at tackle, and what they've done interior-wise screams to me.
But let's flush that though, Ron. Let's flush that out though. In that line of thinking, and I'm talking about John McClain's line of thinking of Titus Howard's a guard. So is it fair to say that this team's tackle position is in a rough spot right now? I mean, you're banking on a second round pick from last year.
It's probably
And Trent Brown?
Now, depth-wise, it's in a good spot. But
with those guys?
Well, depth-wise, I'd say, like, all right, if Trent Brown's a guy that's coming off the bench, like, depth-wise, it's
I mean, Trent may be done, right?
He might be.
I mean, they're banking on Trent being they're banking on him at being healthy and being a backup.
I'm just saying, depth-wise, with Trent, and you know Titus can always do it, but I'm just saying, depth-wise, they got four tackles that can play.
If Titus is out there, yes.
If Titus is out there. But we'll play it as the point of, if you got four, that means maybe you think Titus is a guard. So in this thing is, you're looking at him as a guard, and I would say starting wise, I feel probably as good as I do about the guards with Titus and Tomlinson right now, or Scruggs, than I do about the tackles. So I feel like it's about the same with the tackles and the guards in terms of starting. Like I told you,
That would be a going into the season with Blake Fisher, Cam Robinson, and Trent Brown as your tackles, and having Titus Howard working at guard all offseason, all camp as a guard. Like if he's couched as a guard.
But what did they go into with it last year, right? It was Tunzel and Titus. Who was the swing?
Blake Fisher. Yeah. I just that seems to be. I'm just fleshing it out as we talk. Like that seems to be like, okay, well then you better draft a tackle.
I don't love the thought that the game plan is to plan to have Titus play guard, but clearly by their moves it looks like that is the case.
Yep.
And we will damn sure know by the draft. And even the draft they draft a guard, it may just mean, you know, Patterson or Deuce is the odd man out.
Right.
Or Tomlinson's the odd man.
That is Ryan Ugley. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. That old raspy voice behind the glass is definitely T-Meal. And I want to remind everybody, I just put you on that good new tune. Gavin Adcock, Need To, is the way to go. We don't just talk sports around here. Every now and then, I got to put you on a good tune you can add to your chill playlist. If you know what I mean, that will be played around my pool this weekend, Ron. That will be played around the pool.
Absolutely. Get on that grill.
That grill you got me by the back door. I flip burgers on it every now and then. I will be honest. We got us one of them Blackstones.
I know you was talking about getting one. You like those?
My wife really likes it. So yeah, I love it. I come home, wife done put steaks on that joint, done put some burgers on that joint. I ain't cooked breakfast on it yet, though.
Breakfast a lot. That's what
I think I may do breakfast this weekend. I moved my table inside the little safety fence for my kids.
Breakfast is clutch on them things.
So we hit that black turn the music on, hit that Blackstone out there, and then the table's right next. You got a little six topper right there. I can bring Laney's little high chair out there, and we can do a little morning breakfast in the sun beaming down on us. And
I ain't use my flat top in a minute. I might do that.
My wife knows. My wife's good with it. The flat top. The grill.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we were going with.
Well, I just saw Tyler peek up. I didn't know where he's going.
You're a flat pervert, man.
I got a question in the
we all have tendencies.
I'm questioning the history of my wife and Tyler.
Bro, well, not lie to you like that. You're a lot bigger than me. We just rode bikes together and had elementary classes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I rode bikes and had elementary classes with a bunch of chicks that I'd... Well,
I don't
dirty
know
dog.
Well, I'm just saying.
I
rode bikes too.
Pressure on Kelvin Sampson coming up next, right here live on the drive.
All right.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive as we continue to roll through here on a Friday. Just a little update. I lost the other button on the volume on my phone.
You might just need to go get a new phone, bro.
I tried to cut it up because I knew I could cut up. I don't know why I say cut up. Like that's just something that I've always said.
Cut the volume up?
Yeah, cut the volume up. Quickly could turn it. Then I said, damn, lost it too. But, of course, I know you ain't got to use that, baby.
As long as you don't lose your thumb, you'll be all right, bro.
Lose my thumb? Man, you know, I found out the other way how I could turn that thing up and down. But, you know, there we go. A little bit.
Get it in there.
Gotta get in there.
You're going to lose your fingernail in there.
There we go. That's all right, baby. Yeah, I probably need to get a new phone. It's really the charging part, man. Just been stuck with low charge before, and for me to use it, I gotta really hold it in to a certain spot.
Yeah, you need to get that fixed. I mean, it's the volume thing is one thing. You have multiple ways. The charging thing is like you've had to go. You went and bought a bunch of these flat lay down chargers, put them all over the house just to avoid getting that port fixed right there. But get that damn port fixed.
I have. I'm probably about four of them.
I mean, you've got your money's worth. You got good value out of these UTEX.
There we go. Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, I probably could do that. Yeah, All right. NCAA tournament gets going. You can listen to that tonight. You can listen to U of H right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. Stay tuned. That'll be coming up after Texas All Access. And one of the games tonight that you will be able to hear and of major interest here is U of H. And we had our guy from Field of 68 yesterday, Rob Doster, on with us. And Rob said, hey, shouldn't worry about Purdue tonight. And I tend to agree with him. Purdue's got some size and some shooters, but they are going to give them hell, especially on the perimeter. But I think the bigger picture with U of H, now this will be a cluster F if they lose tonight. They should not lose to this team. Tennessee, Kentucky, we'll see. Especially Tennessee, but they shouldn't lose to this team. But Clint, this to me, I feel there's a ton of pressure on Kelvin Sampson in this Houston team.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of pressure because I know Rob talked about that year they had a couple of more NBA pros.
Guys that were hurt, though.
Yeah, they were injured, they were hurt. But I just think this group has the combination of really good talent. Cryer is nice. Uzan has been big for them. Sharp is a really good shooter for them. Jaron Roberts, in his feels like 8 years, has found an offensive game, has perfected that little push half hook shot that he takes. This is a combination of talent, understanding who they are, understanding what their coach wants, and then combined with experience, not just experience, but experience playing together. And as we arrive in this NIL transfer portal era, and it's really taken off, Clint, you're not going to get that type of combination as much moving forward. You're not like, I wonder moving forward how many times Kelvin will have a set of kids that have played together this long and has this much talent. They might have the talent, but they've played together this long. And that's why I think this is, to me, is his best opportunity to win a championship. And I think there is some pressure here to get through it. I think Duke is obviously really talented. We saw that yesterday. Florida, their A game is really good. But this group to me is the best opportunity. Hell, I think even when he was at Oklahoma, when he was at Indiana, this is his best shot this year. That's why I think there's pressure. Because NIL, portal, we're seeing it. Hell, I mean, Clint, there's like two or three kids that are in the Sweet 16 currently that are in the portal.
That are playing right now? Wow.
There's a kid from Michigan who entered the transfer portal last week, and he's playing tonight for Michigan. I'm just saying, like, this has to be a year right now.
Yeah.
Because they lose Cryer, they lose Roberts. Like, this has to be it.
Well, I have no pushback whatsoever. I'm just excited about the when we get down to the Elite Eight, it's going to be good versus good. Let me rephrase. It's going to be great versus great. There's not going to be a lot of like we have, like you complained about a couple years ago. Final Four was here in Houston.
Oh, that was awful.
And you've got a couple of Cinderellas involved. Like, this is the one seeds, as Rob Doster from Field of 68 said yesterday. The one seeds are absolutely tremendous, and now it looks like chalk is good. I mean, ultimately you're going to end up with ones, twos, threes, and fours. Yeah. And it's going to be some hellacious basketball down the stretch, Elite Eight on. Not that it's not been good already, but it's going to be a lot tighter and I think a lot more competitive games down the stretch.
Yeah, text line coming in. Ron, U of H point guard has only been there this year. Yeah, I didn't say they all. Jaron Roberts has been there 8 years. Cryer and Roberts and Sharp all played together last year. So as Tugler, like their crew. Uzan is the only new person to the group, right? They have. You're generally not going to have, like, moving forward in college basketball. Hell, you're going to see it with Arkansas. You're going to see it all around. You're generally not going to have six guys that are in your rotation play together 2-3 years in a row, right? And you'll add some stuff. So I just think this combination is it's better than anybody else in terms of that. Yeah. Like, Duke has more talent, but they don't know each other the way that, that U of H players do. Florida has more talent, maybe. They don't know each other as well as this mean, to me has the biggest
upset. You mean lay that parlay down next segment?
You got a little parlay. You got one down.
Yeah, I didn't get to it in that old dirty
segment. All right, well, yeah, let's hear your parlay. Coming
we
up.
We got to talk through it. I think it's team effort.
Let's hear your parlay. Let's talk a little Framber. And Diana Rossini is reporting potential changes in rules with the NFL. We'll discuss.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's that coming up next?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, when we hear that music coming up at Daikin, it better look better than it did yesterday.
Ooh, ain't that the damn truth, boy? I'm glad Abreu and Hader got that hopefully they got it out of their damn system.
Hey, they said, hey, we want to make this damn thing as hard as possible for both of them. Let's load these bases up, baby.
We'll stretch this thing out night one.
Hey, let's load it up. And then Hader said, no, damn it, let's load it up. And I want to face Soto with the go-ahead run at the plate. Hey, but that was a nasty-ass slider. He rolled him to get it out. We were sitting right here watching it as it came to an end. So big time performance once it got in there. But when we hear this, it's the entrance music for Josh Hader.
Mixes and, all this.
It looked better. You think Ryan Presley be over there? Yes, come on. The way Stephen A. was last night at the end of that Bulls Lakers game.
I'd imagine there's a little bit of him. I mean, I imagine what they gave Ryan Pressly was enough. I mean, that's probably it was probably perfect because I imagine he's still got a little Astro in his blood. So he likes to see the likes of Altuve and Yordan and Yainer and those guys win. But the two guys that
not
that,
the ninth,
yeah, not, yeah, right, not an eighth or the ninth.
You think the eighth or the ninth?
Yeah,
think it's both. Of them.
Yeah, it's both of them, man.
All right, what's this parlay you got? You gonna try to make a little earlier?
I'm gonna try to.
I don't know if Tyler's listening or not, but
that's
what's
all right.
What?
I mean, they're
dealing with something.
No,
I don't know if you're listening. If this may be something you do later on with T-Mill's best
might.
Bets,
I don't
know if you're listening to this, but this is the parlay you're going with, huh?
Well, I'm going heavy favorites tonight, boys. I'm going heavy favorites tonight. I don't have a dog I'm going to pick, but I'm going Michigan State -3.5. I'm going Tennessee -4.5. I'm going Auburn under 154.5. Michigan Auburn under 154.5. And I'm going U of H -8.5. I'm gonna lay them points, big points on U of H. How you feel about it? What do you think about it?
I like U of H. I think Purdue may struggle getting to 60 tonight. I like U of H in that. I like the points there. Michigan-Auburn, that's interesting. That to me is, I don't know if it's going to happen. That is the biggest upset alert to me is
okay.
Michigan and Auburn. Auburn hasn't played great here of late. They lost 3 or 4 going into the tournament, and they were kind of tight a little bit. But the total there, that's I don't know. What was that score of your game, Michigan-Texas A&M? Was that a high-scoring game, Tyler?
91-79.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that got up there. So we'll see. Auburn can go up and down with the best of them. That one's probably the one I'm most shaky on. Of your parlay, love the Michigan State one. For me myself. Got them in the Final Four and Tennessee, Kentucky. You going Kentucky on that?
No, I went Tennessee. Tennessee -4.5, Michigan State -3.5.
That's a weird thing.
The Auburn under 154.5 in U of H.
Yeah, Kentucky has beaten them twice already this year. They're 0-2 against Kentucky. We'll see what happens there. But I like the way Tennessee is playing right now. By the way, I have got to be, if I'm not in the lead, I got to be near the top of this office. And I had a very good night.
You had a very good night.
I had a very good
I'll
night.
Check and tell you. Or you talking about the paper ones?
The paper
ones.
Yeah, I had them. No, I mean, they're all the same. Mine is the same on both. I had all those final, the Elite Eight. My entire Elite Eight is still alive. I had Alabama against Duke. I had Alabama winning, getting there. I had Duke beating Arizona. And I had Texas Tech facing Florida. So I picked that tonight. I got Michigan State against Auburn. And then I have...
You're not beating me.
I have Houston versus... well, that's all right. I know I'm tracking Will. You've lost your title winner. So I'm in...
Wait, are you even in on this, the digital one?
I should be.
I don't see it anywhere. I don't know why that would shock me, but
we're talking about the one that's posted in here, old school.
I thought he was on both.
Yeah, I damn sure ain't on no digital one. I'm in here in this old school one right here.
Damn it!
I was sitting pretty in the Sweet 16, but
unless you put it under like an alias,
is it? Hold on, is Lavender? Is there a Lavender? I put it in under Terry Lavender. Is there a Terry? I'm just kidding. No, man, I like it.
How you like Michigan State Ole Miss under 144.5? They're two mid-range scoring teams in their conferences and both really good defense.
Yeah, I think that one's not bad because Michigan State's defense is top 10 in the country. But Ole Miss has been shooting the ball a lot better than they normally do, especially in the tournament. But I don't think they're going to get the same shots that they've been getting against Izzo. And Izzo has had a week to prepare for this.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have real problems on the board. Michigan State's really good on the board. So, and then Michigan State doesn't shoot threes well. So that's the other part. They're really great in the open floor and fast break, but they don't shoot threes very well. So that's not bad. That's not a bad one. I know you guys ain't going to like this. Diana Rossini reports this. Nothing set in stone yet, but the sense I get from around the league is that momentum around banning the tush push is growing.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise
so
me,
weak.
Wouldn't it?
So
it's
weak.
It's not weak.
Yes, it is. There is one guy who has worked at making himself very great at it because he's an ox down below, and he's using it to his advantage and his team, and now he's going to get punished because no one else around the league can figure out how
well,
to do it.
I think Josh Allen has been pretty good at it. I think the...
come on, though. He doesn't do it near as much as Jalen.
First, the Bills do it a fair amount, but they've been pretty good at it. The Ravens are starting to do it now with their tight end. We're starting to see it. For me, the whole big thing is just the secondary people who get to shove and push the guy. Honest to God, Clint, and I don't know if you could come through with it and help Tyler. I don't even want to exclude you from this or anybody listening. Like, how do you stop it?
Rule that gets rid of it.
Strategically, like on the field, like if they can snap it and the two guys behind them can stand, like they don't even have to run up, right? Hell, can we just tweak it? Can you make them have to line up, you know, in a certain position? Like they get to stand right there behind them and immediately start, like honest to God, like how do you stop it when it's that thing? Like what, like, I, like that? That's yeah, my thing is, what is the...
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. Like, how do you stop that particular play? I don't know. I don't know exactly how you stop it. There's obviously you have to be built a certain way with two defensive tackles that are immovable. You have to have two linebackers that can do some of the stuff that we saw with Kansas City do would stop it with Buffalo, and you just get lucky and jump over and grab the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
people try to jump over.
Yeah,
them dudes are just pushing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just I'm a little bit less leaning into, because while I do agree that the guys pushing from behind obviously help.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, all right, what if the defense, if they did the same thing, right? Like if the linebackers
pushed the D line,
all stood behind them and did that, but then you know exactly what you leave yourself wide open for
it. On the backside. Yeah, I mean anything, kind of outside run. Yes, but that's part of it, right? Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like setting the precedence of, for me personally, I understand the complaint. I understand the frustration. I do. But like I just don't like taking something that, if we're being honest, two guys in the league are really, really good at, and two teams spend a lot of time doing it and preparing and are really successful with it. Two teams have the quarterbacks that are built to do it, and it's not crazy. You're not going to break their neck. You're not going to hurt them. It's a strength. And going, man, they're too good at this. We know we can't stop it, so we got to outlaw it. Like, that's the part. Where do you draw the line beyond that? Of guys are just so good at a certain thing. Like, where do you draw the line? I don't know, man. I don't like the precedence it sets. I know it's low-hanging fruit, and I know it's really a poor response, but the only option is to stay out of third and one. Stay out of third and one. I mean, I would like to see like the really good run teams in the past in third and one or two. And I'm talking about the great power backs in this league that play with really good offensive lines. How often in third, like what's the difference in like their success rate in those situations and just running the ball straight downhill and the success rate of Josh and Jalen?
Josh and especially Jalen, to the point that Tyler was making, but Josh and, I mean, Jalen and them are got to be in the 90 percentile.
Yeah.
I think like in terms of how successful they are. Like my thing is just to tweak it. It is just literally you can stand right there behind him and immediately push. Rather, because there are multiple times we see an initial stop, stand up.
Yep.
But then what happens there's the push from behind. That's, or hell, at least, all right, hey, running backs, you gotta line up 5 yards or whatever your normal depth is off the field. And at least then maybe if if the whatever it is, the time that they have to run up to do it, and you get them like stop. That's just my thing. Is at some point there are many times where Josh and Jalen, they're not doing it. Like they're not doing it. They are getting helped in by others. Like I don't know. I just the weak part of it. Sure, I get it. I look at it. I'm just like, all right. How do you defend it? Like, what is the move? And then you're just beating her like Washington. What do they do? My man just kept trying to time it and jump over.
Right.
Just kept trying to time it every time, and then they got to a point where the official was about to go ahead and just score the touchdown.
Well, I mean, it's and this is obviously not the exact same, but it's a similar issue. And you see what, like, it's like using tempo. Some of these offenses that are using tempo in college, like in order to even have a chance to stop it or to better their chance to stop, they're faking injuries, right? So what do you do? So what do you – how do you – like the rules are set up to where if you're a team that plays with tempo, you're at an advantage because the defense can't sub. So you find a team that's most teams don't give a rip, but you find a team that's really, really, really good at that. They start winning with it. Then all of a sudden, we're going to start changing rules and letting people act like they're injured. And I don't know. It's more the precedence that I don't like, because there is no doubt about it. There is that the advantage lies in the quarterback you have. It starts there. I'm not saying, like, to your point, other guys pushing and all that kind of stuff and the work that they put in, that's part of it too. But they're playing to the strengths of their quarterback. And so, I mean, you can argue that, especially with Jalen, that Jalen's, you know, lesser of a threat in the pass game on third and five or six, so we want to change that as well. It just gets to where, I don't know, it's hairy.
Yeah, I think the next move is, we're starting to see more teams, even if the ones that don't have confidence in their quarterback doing it, because I agree with you on that, we're going to start seeing teams do what Baltimore started to do, and that's use another player, a tight end, or that or somebody they feel comfortable snapping the ball and doing it, because they've started to do it. They'll move Lamar out, and they've had big time success with it. It's just the pushing thing is just wild. We just don't generally allow that on other parts of the field. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready for the Astros tonight as they look to take on and beat the Mets again. We'll give you the lineups on that. March Madness upsets. There were none last night. Who's got the best chance, and what do you think the story is going to be of the night? And then a team that the Rockets could run into in the postseason, one of the strangest firings in the NBA, especially in terms of timing. We'll discuss all that coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Go Cougs!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.